The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan in for Pat this week. Now, the following report isn't suitable for small ears and may be triggering for some. The fear of having your drink spiked is something that crosses every woman's mind. Whether it's clutching onto your drinks tightly or even taking their drink with them to the bathroom on a night out. As the number of spiking incidents continues to rise, fresh calls are now being made to put pressure on the government to make spiking a specific criminal offence in Ireland, as it currently falls under the outdated poisoning laws. This report is from Laura Kelly.
A shadow casts a chilling uncertainty over Ireland's social scene. The act of spiking refers to when someone puts alcohol or drugs into another person's drink or body without their knowledge or consent. According to Check Your Drink, 54% of the Irish population are more afraid of being spiked now than 5 years ago. Unfortunately, I can relate to that fear. I went on a J1 to New York 2 summers ago and I got spiked. I went to a nightclub with my friends and I found myself seizuring for 4 hours. This experience inspired me to ask, what is being done in Ireland to tackle this? Afric O'Connor, a 21-year-old spiking victim from Dublin, shares her story.
I met a friend in town and we went to a pub for a couple of drinks and we were having a really good time. And then I remember just feeling like all of a sudden quite drunk, like I was kind of having a trouble walking and standing, and I was really like, felt like I was just moments away from like just blacking out. Luckily, we hailed a taxi, and then just as I was about to get to my house, I kind of asked the taxi driver if he could pull over because I needed to get sick. And I got sick, and she had texted me to say she had also just gotten sick when she got home because she was dropped off before me. And then kind of went into my house, went straight up the stairs, and then I was just kind of passed out on my bed. It was actually my parents who came in because they thought it was strange that I didn't come and kind of say hi to them after being back. And my mom was quite worried because she thought I had taken something, because she was saying my pupils were huge and I just seemed like quite out of it.
And how long did it take you to emotionally and physically recover from being spiked?
I suppose physically, during the night when it happened, and then the next day I'd woke up and my eyes were actually quite bloodshot. I felt kind of all right. I suppose similar to like just a kind of a groggy feeling. Emotionally, it's funny. I feel like sometimes I still haven't like fully come to terms with what had happened, but it did make me nervous that if I wasn't with a friend or if we had stayed any longer, that someone could have done anything to us.
And when you woke up the next morning, it must have been very terrifying. What was the first thought that came into your head?
I don't know how to describe it. I felt like kind of ashamed. Is everyone just going to think that like me and my friend were just drunk and that we were just being like dramatic about what happened? Yeah, I suppose surreal would maybe be the word that I would describe about how I felt the next morning. Surreal and maybe kind of a bit guilty feeling or like ashamed. If you're injecting drugs into people in other ways, like against someone's will or forcing them to put drugs in their body, like that's an offence. So I don't really understand how it's any different if it's put into someone's drink. People spike with all kinds of things. You could be spiking someone with something quite strong with the intention of doing something to them, like you could kill someone.
Currently, spiking is not a specific criminal offence in Ireland. It may be reported as an independent offence under poisoning laws. However, there is hope on the horizon with a new bill called the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Bill, or more commonly known as the Spiking Amendment Bill. This proposed piece of legislation was passed by the Seanad before the Dáil was dissolved back in November. Under this bill, anyone caught spiking could face up to 10 years in prison. However, it's still waiting for a member of the Justice Committee to bring it forward to the Dáil so it can progress to the next stage and ultimately be passed into law. Aoife Rose O'Brien, Sinn Féin councillor from Wexford, is now calling on the government to prioritise the enactment of this bill.
I was spiked with a very high rate of a sedative and unfortunately raped. I woke up the next morning in a different house. I rang my best friend straight away. I can kind of vaguely remember that phone call. And by the time she got to me, kind of got a cup of tea into me, we sat down, I cried. I was, you know, very confused, very disoriented. All I wanted to know was what had been given to me and what potentially was going to happen in an hour's time or 12 hours time. So I rang the care doc. They referred me to Wexford General Hospital. And in that point, a lovely, lovely nurse came in and just said, "We can't help you. There's nothing we can do. We can just ring the guards." And then that just fast tracked from the guards, bring me down to the victim assault unit in Waterford Hospital. So I suppose, look, that was naturally very traumatic for me. And I did try to pursue it in the courts. The blood test came back 6 months later. So for 6 months, I didn't know what had been given to me, what was going on. I tried my best to keep my life on track, which was extremely difficult. Although the blood test came back to say that I had a very, very high rate of sedative in my blood, and I suppose the doctors and everything at the time said that that was extortionate level for my body size, the DPP came back and said that she couldn't prove that he didn't know I wasn't consenting. But I mean, the doctors and the blood tests confirmed that anybody of my size would not have been able to be conscious at the time. And I mean, the fact that I woke up to it in the morning as well is evident enough anyhow. So look, it never made the inside of a courtroom. It still is very difficult for me to accept that.
I know you've been advocating for change for quite some time, but do you think there has been some progress with this new spiking bill that has been passed by the Seanad? It's in the process of going to the Dáil. Do you think this is positive legislative change?
100%, yes. Look, it is a long time coming, in my opinion. The legislation that is there since 1997. You know, that's far outdated. And this is, I suppose, a new issue. I think that it did always exist, but maybe not to this height that it has been for the past couple of years. To answer your question, it is great change, positive change, most welcomed. To give up to 10 years is exceptional. I understand that the rollout of these changes can take some time, but I really hope that they can kind of fast track this one.
But is there a way of detecting instances of spiking? I spoke to Carsten Schneer, Managing Director of Nutripharma Europe, about the Check Your Drink Spiking Detection Test that you can carry around in your back pocket.
Literally, it's a dip test. So you can, in theory, you could dip it into any kind of liquid and it will detect if there's any amines or GHB drugs inside the drink. It's not a solution to spiking. It's part of a solution. If you're self-aware, like if you're aware of your surroundings and know what's happening or that it could actually happen to you, you are paying a lot more attention. Those test strips are designed to find out if something was put in your drink or not, right? So if something was basically inside your drink, in that moment, you can seek help. It gives you a lot of, you know, power back. And I think that's what those test strips are.
What are the most common date rape drugs being used to spike people?
I think one of the most common ones is still ketamine and GHB. Rohypnol is, from what I've seen, it's on the way out. Like, it used to be a drug of choice for a lot of people trying to, you know, to do some harm to other people. But I think due to the manufacturers basically catching up on this, they're adding now a dye to Rohypnol. So you actually can't even get pure Rohypnol anymore without having the additional dye inside inside the capsule or the pill. I think it dyes the drink like green or blue, depending on the area where you're in. It makes it more difficult to basically spike somebody. Having said that, any kind of like dark drinks, I think in terms of a Guinness, for example, you won't necessarily see if somebody puts no Rohypnol in there.
What's happening with needle spiking?
There's no test out there at the moment that could detect beforehand that somebody's obviously, you know, trying to spike you with a needle. So that can only be done afterwards by a urine or blood test. And that's with, you know, it's also with a lot of other drugs. Like if you're looking at benzodiazepines, for example, benzodiazepines can only be detected with a lateral flow test or with a urine or blood test.
Does the latest spiking instance reported to the Gardaí really reflect the reality of the problem? Mary Crilly, CEO of the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork, doesn't think so.
There's no collection of figures, there's no testing. So in fairness, even if the guards, the protective services unit, or any of them wanted to gather figures, they're not being tested. So how can they? Venues want to say it's not happening. I'd rather they just said, oh, come on in and let's see if it's happening. Instead of, oh, not in my pub, not in my bar, it's happening everywhere. So if we look at the prevalence and then look where it's happening, maybe we can stop it. Together we can make changes. You know, I've seen things, an awful lot of things over the past 40 years. And I know if we work in isolation, nothing changes. But there's still a doubt. You see, how do we get past the issue where young girls aren't believed? I mean, that's going back for years where, you know, people say to me, you wouldn't know what they're drinking now, Mary, or they probably took something in there, they probably drugged themselves up to their eyeballs, and they're not too far from saying, and they probably assault themselves. You know, so we have to kind of keep challenging that, challenging the culture that kind of blames girls and women for what's done to them. But I think together we can do it, absolutely.
Unfortunately, the spiking bill has not been mentioned in the new programme for government. It is clear that spiking is a growing concern that demands urgent action, but yet women in Ireland feel they are left to suffer in silence. Together, we can put pressure on the government to pass a spiking bill and hold perpetrators accountable. Spiking is a crime, and it's time for the law to reflect that.
Okay, our thanks to Laura Kelly for that report, and if you or someone you know has been affected by any of the issues raised in that report, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre's helpline at 1800 77 8888.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.